Welcome to the 360 SMS overview demo. To keep it relatively short, we're going to talk about three broad topics: one-on-one conversation texting, bulk and scheduled texting, and automated texting. We're also going to talk about various features like link tracking, surveys, drip campaigns, ringless voicemails, and conversation manager. Let's start with one-on-one conversational texting. Please note that 360 SMS app is compatible with Salesforce editions from professional and above. It's optimized for Salesforce One mobile app and works perfectly on Lightning and classic Salesforce versions. 360 SMS is supported on all standard and custom objects. For this demo, I'll be using leads. To start with, open the lead you want to send the message to. You'll notice that on the left side, you'll see the standard Salesforce page. And on the right side, there's this window with all the conversations. This is called a conversation view. It shows your entire chat history with that particular lead. Now to send a message, simply click on the text box here, type your message, and click on send. And voila, your message is sent. Now notice that once your message is sent, notice the blue ticks here. Two ticks means your message has been delivered. Now I'll ask my colleague to send to reply to this message to show you in real time how the messaging works. And there you go. Notice that I did not even have to refresh the page. The app refreshes the page automatically and you can have the conversation in real time. And notice the emoji here. Yes, the app supports emojis too. Apart from that, you also have the option to filter your messages. There are a couple of filter options available. You can choose all the important messages, ones which are marked through a star. Or you can see all the unread messages. You can even filter messages based on a date or a particular keyword. This is how you can use filtering in conversation view. Now let's talk about link tracking. You might have links in your messages and you want to know whether the end user or your lead has actually clicked on it. So let's type a message here. Check this out. And I copy a particular link. Once I click on send, my message with the link will be sent and I can see it through the blue ticks. I'll grab your attention over to this globe icon here, which says zero. This means that the user has not clicked on the link right now. Once the user clicks on it, it'll automatically update to one. You can even know more about the analysis on the link tracking by directly clicking on the link here. So I'll just wait for my colleague to click, and there you go. So the end user clicked on this particular link and it turned to one. To know more about this, I click on the globe icon and I'm navigated to the SMS history object page. Once that loads, I go to the related page and I can see all the information about the link. It shows you the number of links, the time it was clicked, and it also shows you a shortened link, which helps you in your costs and in genuine links. That's all about link tracking. Next, we'll talk about how to send bulk messages. There are a couple of ways to do that. First is through list view. Select the desired object and the list view you want to send messages to. Then select all the recipients and click on send SMS button. You'll see a create message window. In the first field, you'll see all the recipients you've selected. The sender field shows the sender number you're using to send your messages. The send to field shows all the contact fields on your lead or on your record. You can select all or just choose one. The channel field shows what type of message you're sending. Here, I'm going to select just the SMS. You can even choose to select a SMS template or a survey. If none of that, you can even create your own message here. You also have the option to add files to your message and share important information with your recipients. After that, you can choose to send the message immediately or schedule it. I'm going to schedule it for monthly, and I wanted to start from tomorrow at 12 p.m. And I wanted to end after a couple of months, and that's it. Click on schedule and your messages will be sent through list views. Another way to send your messages is through campaigns. Just select the desired campaigns, add your campaign members, and click on send SMS button. follow the same steps which we did for the list view. Next and the final step on how to send bulk messages is through reports. It's really interesting because you can use your actual Salesforce reports to send bulk messages. Just select the desired report. For my case, I've selected event XYZ. Once that's done, click on SMS history ID, which uniquely identifies all the records, and click on send button. You'll again see a create message box, which is similar to what we saw in the list view. Fill in all the information and your messages will be sent. Now let's see how you can use surveys or iText in 360 SMS app. You might know iText commonly as surveys or chatbots, but what exactly are those? iText is basically a decision tree with defined question and answer without the need of a developer. For this demo, I have prepared an iText to qualify the leads who want a loan. I have also got a list of questions and the expected answers. Depending on the answer, I have also designed a question for each of them. But how does it work? So you can trigger an iText manually through conversation view or send SMS button, or you can use keywords. Now what I mean by that is, over here, for example, I have two keywords here, loans and funds. Let's say if my lead responds or messages me funds, they'll get the first question, which is this. Depending on their answer, whether they reply yes or no, I have the next question ready. So let's assume they reply yes. Then they get the question, which is for yes. Great. How much money are you expecting? Again, for each of their answers, I have the set of questions already ready. This is how I've defined series of questions and answers and automated my entire conversation. And all of this took less than 10 minutes. You can use iText in multiple scenarios. It can be payment reminders, appointment settings, confirmations, surveys, polls, feedbacks, anything. Let's talk about a unique feature which is only provided by 360 SMS, ringless voicemails. Ringless voicemails create an illusion of a missed call without really being one. So when you send it, the recipient does not really get any ring, but sees it as a missed call. They can then go ahead and listen to the voicemail. Now let's see how it works in the app. To start with, let's create the voice template first. Go to the voice templates object, and this is what will open up. On the left side, you can see all the existing voice templates. You also have the option to record a new one or upload a recording. To start a new recording, just click on start recording. And once you see this red icon blinking, that's when your recording has already started. Once you're done, click on stop recording. Name your recording and save it. If you want to re-record it, just click on cancel and you can start again. Once your voice template is ready, go to the object you want to send voicemails to. Here, I've selected leads and I'm going to select all the leads I want to send voicemails to, and click on send SMS button. Once you do that, you land on the create message window. Scroll down and in the text box, you'll see a mic icon. Click on that and you again have the option to create a new recording or upload one. Otherwise, you can select the existing recording. Once you select the recording, it'll appear in the message recording text box. You can then choose to send the voicemails right away or schedule it for later. Now let's talk about SMS drip campaigns and see how you can automate all your follow-ups and more. Before I start, what are drip campaigns? Drip campaigns are a series of messages which you send at a particular time and date. 360 SMS has simplified the entire process, so you don't need a single developer to set this. All you need is to define the date and times the messages need to go out, and the app will automatically send out all those messages. For instance, I've created a drip campaign here for all the leads which are marked dead. So what I want is, once I mark my lead as dead, just like here, it should automatically add into my drip campaign and the drip should automatically start. My first message goes out 30 days after the lead is marked dead. The second message goes out after 51 days, and so on. I've set an interval of 3 weeks between each drip after that. You can choose whichever day and time you want to send out your drips to. As you can see, I've already defined messages to go out at particular days. You can choose to send the messages even at particular times. I have used SMS templates here. You are free to use SMS templates or surveys or iText or even ringless voicemails to add to your drip campaigns. Now the best thing is you can automatically add a lead or a contact to your drip, and most importantly, stop the drip by any Salesforce event. What I mean is, let's say if someone replies to your SMS, you can stop the drip. If someone clicks on a particular hyperlink in your SMS, you can stop the drip. Or you can even stop the drip by a simple field update or a record creation. Now, how can you use drip in your business? A lot of people use drip campaigns for monthly updates, weekly payment reminders, general greeting messages to keep in touch with current customers, run campaigns on dormant leads, just like how I showed you right now, or for document verification. Let's move on to a final feature, which is the Conversation Manager. Conversation Manager is a one-stop solution for all your messaging requirements. To start with, click on the Conversation Manager tab here, and you'll see the Conversation Manager. Select the object which you're interested in. Here, I've selected leads. Then, on the right side, you can choose the list view which you're interested in, and you can see all the records in that particular list view, along with the columns which are there, or the fields. You also have the option to remove one of the columns. Let's say I want to remove last modified date. I just click here and it's gone. I can then group by the records based on a particular field. I just pick up a field and drag it here. I click on it again to sort it in descending order. Now I can see all the leads who've opted out and the ones who haven't. I want to remove the ones who've opted out. So I click on this filter, select it to false, and there you go. Now my list is ready and I can send the messages. I select all the records here, go to the actions button here and click on send SMS. I can send SMS, MMS, WhatsApp and ringless voicemails. Once the create message is open, you can enter all the desired information and then send it out immediately or schedule it for later. You can even export the selected and filtered records to PDF and Excel and share it with others. And not just that, you can even create a task on all the records in one go. Apart from this, you can actually view all the details of a particular record on the Conversation Manager itself. Just select the record you're interested in, click on the details page, and there you go, a standard Salesforce lead page here. You can even choose to edit a particular field directly from Conversation Manager and save the record. And that's it. Along with that, you can even adjust the view to according to your requirements. You can refresh the Conversation Manager if you need. You can choose and navigate through different pages and even search for a particular record in that list view. Let's say I search for Andy, and there you go. You can do everything from just one pane without navigating to any other page. That's all about Conversation Manager. This concludes our 360 SMS apps demo. There are a lot of other cool features. To know more, here is some additional information, and I look forward to hearing from you.